Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Hello? All right, we're back. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. And your boy, Zach D'Amico.
That's me.
Zach D'Amico, Zach D'Amico, Zach D'Amico, go, 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 Zach D'Amico, Zach D'Amico, Zach D'Amico, Zach D'Amico, go, 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 Zach D'Amico, Zach D'Amico, Zach D'Amico, go, 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 Zach
D'Amico, Zach D'Amico, Zach D'Amico, Zach D'Amico, Zach D'Amico, Zach D'Amico, and Feeny
is here too. Sagalosini is here to sagalo, 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 sagalo. Well,
what if we just did it for the whole episode?
That's the show,
dude. And that Lewis's voice would be bleeding by the end of it.
Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. It's the only real podcast left. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Zach D'Amico, international superstar. We are counting down the days till Christmas. What are we, 9 days away? 9 days? Wow.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Just like the ones I used to know. Where the treetops glisten.
Can I say this?
No.
Children listen.
Someone told me last night, one of my buddy's girlfriends saw you on the train, and Brendan was singing Christmas carols out loud to himself.
What?
On the subway.
You heard that and you didn't even mention it to me?
I found out last night. And apparently was singing like only parts of the song, like he didn't know the words, so he was coming. He
That's
was singing like,
"Sup, nigga."
singing
I hate
fragments.
This. I hate that. That's so crazy.
Singing
dude.
Fragments of various Christmas songs.
Why didn't you tell me this immediately?
Because it's way funnier for you to find that now.
Yeah, look at your reaction.
I'm sweating. This is so weird and creepy.
Yeah, she was like, I didn't know if it was him, but then
was
I googled a picture.
From me?
I googled a picture of him, and he had the same hand tattoos.
Was she sitting across from me?
I guess. She must have been.
How do you know this chick, Feeny?
Yeah.
It's my buddy's girlfriend.
Oh, Feeny's cheating on his wife.
Me?
Did you see the way Feeny had a stutter right now? Guys, tag Feeny's wife. He's cheating on her. We got to the bottom of it. You know what? Fuck it. Real ass dude of the week, Mike Feeny, for cheating on his fucking wife. I love it, dude.
You guys should be equally embarrassed.
He's a bad dude. He's got a bad attitude.
We appreciate infidelity on the show.
Feel my palms.
Ew, they're so
they're
wet.
So wet.
Why are they wet?
I feel so weird about that.
Were you listening to Christmas music or
no,
were you just freestyling?
He was on the thing.
My phone died. I had a long train ride and I just
You
started...
weren't listening to music?
No, my phone died.
So you were just talking at people
singing Christmas songs.
You just
songs.
Had your hat in your hand going around me Christmas.
I was singing Silent Night and I was fucking hitting it. And I didn't think anybody could hear me.
You were singing it to yourself.
I was going, Silent Night. Oh.
Apparently you weren't because the person on a loud subway car heard you. Clearly.
I hate this. I'm going to go home.
Why do you hate it? If I were you, I would be like, yeah, dude. I sing
it feels fucking weird.
I sing
holiday
in public.
Joy
yeah.
to, I do it all the time. Dude, we had a whole thing. The whole show last week started because in my head, the Mariah Carey song is always playing. Like, always playing.
It's a great
and
song.
I don't
want a lot for Christmas. That, right?
Yeah.
So here's what happened. I walked into the studio the other
Which,
day.
And can we, I, well, no, real quick. Now, what Louis is about to do. The song is not stuck in my head. Just what Lewis is about
so
to do.
So here's what happened. The song's always stuck in my head.
I can't stop doing it.
The song's always stuck in my head. So I'll just be like playing it in my head. Like, I don't want to laugh. And I walked in one day and I was just playing it in my head. And at one point, I decided to start singing out loud with the song. Right? Like in my head. But I sang the backup vocal. So I'm just here and everyone's standing around me. And I'm just like, wah.
And I've been doing
what
it.
What the fuck was that?
And I. Yeah. Da da da.
It fucking. I mean, Shannon's face. The look of elation on Shannon's face when that happened. She was like, "What the fuck was that?" I was like, and then I stopped and I waited to the show to let everyone know what was going on in my head. So that's the type of psychosis that I walk. So I appreciate you. I feel like if you and I were together, we would probably sing all the parts of these songs.
Yes.
And it would make sense to people around us.
Yeah.
Are you guys both wearing half of necklaces that link up to one another?
It's very.
Quick, show that birthmark.
It is very weird, though, because the songs that I was singing, I don't know all of the words. Like when you try to sing a full Christmas song, you're like, do they just repeat the verse?
Can you name all the reindeer?
Yeah, that's
without singing it. Go.
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen,
Colin
Quinn. Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah. His nose shone so bright. Yeah. That's who you want guiding your sled. Just fucking,
yeah, mush, right, mush to his island.
Island. Santa's just finger popping.
Mush to kids.
Way, Santa. Yeah, Santa's on the log. He's on the guest log. Yeah.
Nobody's looking at Santa. Nobody's looking at Santa because Santa's probably touching some fucking kids. And to be honest with you, I say rightfully so. I mean, he brings all that spirit and holiday joy. Once in a while, he's going to diddle a little fucking
kid. If you had to do the math, and it's like however many kids a year, as compared to how many kids he makes happy.
Yeah. Also, no one's going to believe him because, I mean, no one's going to believe the kids because all adults think that Santa's not real.
That is true.
If Santa was real, he would have been on that island.
I also think that Santa probably has the ability to erase children's memory.
Oh, like Men in Black?
Yeah. He has that thing. He has that little pen. He's like,
it's
look right
it's
here.
It's a candy cane?
Oh, look right here. He just does it all over again.
He puts on glasses.
Yeah, Santa, he has access to your fucking home. He has access to your list, naughty and nice. And honestly, I bet he only molests naughty kids, which makes it okay.
Now, that wouldn't like be a real motivator for kids not to be on the naughty list.
Yeah.
Or it would create
to be like,
more
watch out. Instead of coal, to be like, watch out.
You got a lump of something in your stomach.
Yeah, I got that.
A lifetime
lump
of trauma.
Yeah, was that some kids would like spill milk on purpose?
Yeah.
I hope Santa doesn't come tonight.
Whatever happened, here's the thing. Let me explain something to my production team, and I don't want to get negative because everyone's doing very good so far.
Harrington, we made it 7 minutes, you guys. It's a good run.
Here's what they did, right? This computer I've had, this is like my extra computer that I have for the studio, and like if I want to do look up stuff like fact check, it's a little fucking shitty notebook. Now this thing, it's been asking me to update it for 2 years straight. It's like, would you like to update? And I go, no. And every time I go, no, ask me tomorrow. Ask me tomorrow. Ask me tomorrow. Ask me tomorrow. And that's fine, okay? And sure, it runs a little janky, and it's a little fucked up, but you assholes updated the fucking computer, and I don't know where anything is anymore.
And also, when they update it, sometimes it makes it more janky, because they're trying to break it so you buy a new one.
Which they've admitted
to. Planned obsolescence.
Planned obsolescence. I learned that in the sixth
grade. It's Lewis's third album.
In the sixth grade.
Yeah, in the sixth grade, I learned about planned obsolescence. In the sixth grade, I also learned how we did a thing in our technology class on how to invest on the stock market. So we had fake money we could invest, and at the end, the winner got like a fucking ice cream sandwich or something.
They actually taught you what you should be taught.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. And I invested in Kellogg's, and I lost all my money.
Yeah, so did the people at Kellogg's.
Yeah, they weren't good. They're not doing so great. Yeah. It was not good, and I don't even know how to invest. I want to invest now, but
ruined! Brendan's been like, think of another cereal pun. Come on, you can do it. Don't let the moment pass. Well, it's almost gone.
It was one of those things where I was like, fuck, if I let this go by. Yeah. So I just had to say
it. It's one of those things where it's like 2 seconds too late, but you're like, I had to get it out.
This stock's taking a bath in milk.
Yeah.
If you put your ears to your Rice Krispies, it's telling you to kill yourself.
Yeah.
Sell. Kill yourself.
Yeah, dude. Remember that? You used to listen to your Rice Krispies talk?
That was
right?
That's what created the Zodiac Killer. Yeah. Kill them all, you say?
It just sounded like,
kill them all. Kill them all.
kill the Jews. music.
And now it's too soggy to eat.
I did enjoy some rice, but plain Rice Krispies sucked fucking cock. You had a little sugar, a little bit. You had to pour some sugar over it.
It's made of sugar.
Regular Rice Krispies?
No. Yeah.
No. It's made of rice. It's made of popped rice from the Soviet Union.
No.
Yeah. Snap, crackle, pop, baby. With a K? Snap, crackle, pop. Soviet fucking cereal. Nazi cereal.
Is it?
No. Those are different.
Shut up. Socialist cereal.
I'll believe anything.
I was going to say, you really had Brendan on
the line
there.
I'll believe anything.
No, dude. It is, dude.
Lewis bought it because he thought he would meet his pop.
No, that's why I bought
I'll meet Snap and Crackle if I have to, just to get to pop.
That's why I bought Cocoa Puffs. Look, we have an incredible show planned today. It is the Realist Podcast. We don't fuck around here. We don't fuck around, and it is the week of the week before Christmas. Big snowstorm coming in. Can you call Shannon? I need Shannon to do a weather report. Get her on the horn right fucking now. I know she's listening live. This is the morning news show at this point, so we do got to get the weather, traffic, weather on the ones, all that. But let's get plugs out of the way. Let's get it fucking done, baby boy. Brendan Sagalow.
You can listen to my podcast, Garbage Days, as well as my other podcast, What's the Scenario, on patreon.com/scenariopod.
Patreon.
With
Patreon,
Mike Feeney,
like a loser.
And
excuse
Mike
me.
Cannon. We are but a humble podcast. Plus,
that means nobody subscribes to the Patreon.
We just got 100 Patreon members, and I know that means nothing, but that's huge for me because I don't have a job. All so, right. And you.
I need a writer for this show. Maybe I'll hire you to be the writer
all
for
right.
the show.
All right, for the show.
I need a writer for the show. I realized because I have all these great ideas and I never fucking they never come to fruition. My idiot production team, it's fucking crazy. Just to get them to press fucking record is pulling teeth. Yeah. So if I had some writers to bounce off of, hi Bobby. If I had some writers to bounce off of and fucking they can come up with bits and fucking. That'd be great.
I read a whole real ass pilot.
Sagalow's, there's going to be a lot of pratfalls getting ready for that, right?
Yeah, a lot of.
Just falls through the table every day. Yeah.
A lot of breakaway glasses.
Now, here's the problem. Sagalow's not a good writer, but do you know anybody who
Why
knows
would you
how
say
to
that?
Write well? Can you
Why
write
would
an
you say
email
that?
To a friend who's a good writer for me?
Hi, you. Please write good for
no,
me
no.
so I get
No,
money.
No, you're mistaken. I'm not a good reader. But if you do want to see my stellar writing, check me out on Twitter at Brendan Sagalow and Instagram at Brendan Sagalow. And follow me on Twitch, Sags to Riches. I play every night.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, cool.
Fiend Dog.
Hey, if you guys are watching live, please come out. I'm going to be at City Steam in Hartford this Saturday, December 19th.
This will be out tickets. On iTunes as well and on YouTube before that.
Oh, perfect. I'll be at... There we are.
Oh, you're watching the show
okay,
already?
Okay, so you know the mute button now because of the update is now just open a new fucking browser. Browser, 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 browser. I'm trying to mute it.
No, no, you're looking at brazers.
I got it. Get off me. Get off. Don't fucking touch me.
Is that how you say it? I always said brazers.
I always said brazers.
It's definitely brazers.
I said it so fast, I was like, just say it.
You're thinking of braised beef.
Sorry. Sorry, I'm starving. Saturday, December 19th, City Steam Hartford. Tickets at comedycraftbeer.com. And then Mohegan Sun, I'll be there January 7th through the 9th. Everything else at I Am Mike Feeney. Check out Irish Goodbye. And check out my YouTube special, Rage Against the Routine. On MikeFeeneyComedy.com.
Zach Amico.
Instagram, Zach is not funny. Catalyst Wrestling Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. And check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. Fridays at midnight. Two great Christmas movies coming up this Friday and next. One's a horror movie, one is a Christmas comedy. Tune in to find out.
Oh, you got to tune in to find out.
Wow.
Tease.
What's the one? I bet the horror is the one where the guy dressed up as Santa. Silent Night, Deadly Night.
I did that last year.
You did it last year? Yeah, I remember that. That's a kid. I remember Silent Night, Deadly Night. And then they went into like six.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. See, people don't realize, like, I am actually, like, I just stopped being a faggot years ago. So I know all about these horror movies and pro wrestling and all the shit that fags love now. Like, I could do all these nerd fuck podcasts if I wanted to. I'm just too fucking cool for school. I'm out here fucking people up, being an MMA fighter, being a real ass dude, fucking pussies, doing all that
Singing
shit.
Mariah Carey.
Singing Mariah Carey. Yeah. Yeah.
I just stopped being a fag. I don't want a lot for Christmas.
If you guys want to see me and Zach Amico perform live, January 20th through 23rd, Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club, Point Pleasant, New Jersey, South Jersey, we're coming to fuck you in your butt, bitches. Also, Houston, Texas, Valentine's Day weekend, February 13th and 14th, myself, Zach Amico, fucking you in your butt, bitches. If you love the show, you want to support the show, you know how you can support the show. go subscribe at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Gasdigitalnetwork.com is the home of 22 of the greatest podcasts in the fucking world. Brand new to the network, Jessica Kirsten's Disgusting Hawk. So fucking funny. It's weird. I was in the live chat the other day.
I watched a little bit
of
it.
Some people were like, what the fuck is this? And then other people were like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen. So it is, listen, it's polarizing.
It is crazy.
Jessica's wild and she's so fucking funny. Trust me, give that show some fucking love.
I make an appearance on it.
It's awesome. It's really good. Dude, I laughed my fucking dick off of that episode. So go support Jessica. She's the shit. Go subscribe on her iTunes and all that other shit.
And
if you guys want to support the network directly, you guys can subscribe at gasdigitalnetwork.com. You get the premium service. Premium service gets you access to the entire on-demand library. As you know, the latest 15 episodes are available everywhere you can get podcasts for free. But if you guys want everything else ad-free and uncensored, you go to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP30. RAP30 gets you a 30-day free trial. If you sign up before the end of the month, you also get pre-release on all the episodes. You get access to the Racist live chat. Right now I'm on the Racist live chat right here. Look, let's see. Awa, Lewis is fucking pussy so often it's becoming a problem. Hell yeah, dude.
Dude, have you seen this thing about Tom Cruise going ballistic?
No, I'd love to see it.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, I don't know. It's went crazy. You go to Rex Chapman's Twitter.
One second. I'd love to see it. But yeah, make sure you guys subscribe on iTunes, YouTube. That's where you get my fight journal. You go to my Twitch, twitch.tv/PR Rattlesnake. I am affiliated there, so go subscribe there as well. If you guys have an Amazon Prime membership, you can use that for free to subscribe to my Twitch channel. So you don't even have to... You didn't even know that.
No, I did, but I was going to say, we should do... The new Warzone map is out today.
I know. I played Warzone this morning. I didn't fuck with the new map, but I'll do it tonight.
Yeah.
I'll do it tonight.
Mm. Yes.
NY Freshmaker.
All right, real quick. Before we get into what happened with Tom Cruise, let's go to Shannon Lee Heyer with the weather.
It's actually good PR for him.
What's good PR for him?
Tom Cruise is like, he's freaking out, but it's not like a freak out. He's
all right,
like,
we'll talk about it in a minute.
Okay.
Talk about it in a minute.
Okay.
Let's go to Shannon, weather on the ones... Shannon?
They're like, oh, we haven't called her yet.
You wanted that?
Yeah.
I try every time. I mean, I have three producers running around.
While we wait.
Instead of trying to get her on the phone, what they're doing is the thing that the Three Stooges used to do. Like, they're going, boing.
They're literally, they're literally running into each other.
They're like building pipes around themselves.
They're plugging in and unplugging wires. Hello, operator. One mini.
Operator, please hold. Operator, please hold.
Oh, shit. Yeah, Shannon did have surgery the other day. Sexual reassignment surgery. She's actually now going to be known as Shane.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah, so we're going to talk to him very shortly.
We're going to talk to they.
Is he there?
Yes.
Ah, Shane. Shane Lee Heyer. How are you? Shannon Lee Heyer does sound like the first female person to ever assassinate a politician.
No one's ever seemed less thrilled.
This might need a writer, CLO. Do you know anybody who can write? That would have been a good fucking joke.
I'll send you a real ass packet.
I would love it. Actually, you know what? I'm accepting packets. Yes.
By the way,
though,
that counts as one of his bits that he's contributed, so he gets paid for that.
I get paid for that joke.
All right, so I'm accepting packets from young comedy writers. The job pays $200 per week.
Yeah.
You get to be a writer on the real ass podcast. Wow. Okay. It's a big fucking deal. Harrington wants to submit a writing packet now.
Oh my God.
But I have to come up with a writing packet. Oh, it's going to be great. Oh, we're going to go through writing packets. It's the greatest thing I've ever done.
Yeah, they have to come up with like five segments.
Well, I got to figure out the parameters. So they got to come up with like an intro, segments,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
A monologue.
A monologue,
Matt Maron's ears just peaked up.
Yeah.
Doggy, this is the greatest thing I've ever done.
Oh, they're not on the network anymore, are they?
No, they're not.
Oh, so they're dead. So he's out.
Oh, he needs something. If I paid him $200 a week, it would be 10 times more than he's ever made off this network.
Okay.
Yeah. Why are you clapping?
Because I'm so excited.
Because he remembered they got rid of Comedy
Good idea.
Club.
Good idea. Yay.
Not only am I clapping, I'm playing double bass.
Holding a sustained Lamb of God.
I really am, by the way.
So wait a minute. Shannon's here.
Shannon. Oh, yeah. Weather on one. Very happy to
have
you.
Shannon, how are you feeling?
Let me... Shannon, hold on. Shannon, how are you feeling?
I feel really shitty. I'm just tired of feeling in pain. It sucks.
Oh, I had my appendix out too, so I understand the hell that is.
Shannon, here's my problem.
Yeah.
You swore to us and to our audience that you would be here today, and then you're not here. And I'm not saying that, like, I'm not holding it against you. I know you just had surgery, like emergency life-threatening surgery just a couple of days ago. But if I were you, I would have had the wherewithal to say, hey, I probably wouldn't be feeling better by Wednesday. So it doesn't, it's not like we're taking something away from the audience.
I really, really thought that after the surgery, I would slowly start to feel better, but it's been the opposite of that. And I wasn't anticipating that. I really wanted to be back in today.
I think Lewis should drive to Shannon's house and give her some chicken noodle soup.
Yeah.
I give Shannon cold hard cash.
You drive her house.
I was going to send her flowers, and I was like, what am I, a fucking dork?
Yeah.
Nobody wants flowers. So I gave her a hundo, and then I put it out to the fans, and somebody else gave her cash too.
Nice.
So why, Shannon, do you want
take
soup?
Though, also.
Shannon, would you like soup or another $20?
Take another $20.
Thank you. Do you understand how
make me laugh.
This is it. Don't make her laugh. She.
Oh also, yeah, dude. Yeah. That happened when I was in the hospital after I got my appendix out. My family came in. That was like the first time I ever had like surgery. And all I remember, I woke up in the recovery room for, you know, when you wake up and you're groggy for a couple seconds. Mm-hmm. And my uncle and my dad and my like aunt were standing there, and they were just like, "How you doing?" And I just kind of came into consciousness, and I was like, whatever, and then I passed back out. And then when I woke up, they were in the, when I was in the actual room, when I was like, you know, woke up from the anesthesia, and all of a sudden,
can I pause this for 1 second?
Yeah.
You added the detail of the first wake up almost for no reason.
No, it was for was it. It was no, it was.
Look who's not getting the writing chair.
First off,
trim the fat.
No, it's the holy it's shit. For the payoff, you dumb dick. It's because I woke up and all I they were like, "How are you?" And I remembered that first wake up, and okay. I went like this, and
I sent corrected.
Thank yeah. you. And I went like this to my dad.
Here's the big Mulaney reveal.
Yeah. I went like this to my family.
I'm not a robot.
I went like this to my family. I was like, I remember waking up, and I said to my dad, I was like, and you were there, and I went to my aunt, I was like, you were there, and my uncle, you were there, and then my dad starts doing the bit from fucking The Wizard of Oz, where he's like, yeah. and you were there, and it kills in the room, it kills, and yeah, it made me kind of laugh, but it also felt like daggers going into my stomach, so I kicked everybody the fuck out
that's
of my
a, that's
room.
A, that's a weird phrase, considering that my father was murdered. The
it felt like heroin overdosing in me.
Yeah.
It felt like I was selling my body for pennies on the dollar and then dying of heroin.
It was like I left my son's father for a handsome black man.
Yeah, Fiend, not cool, bro.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of
now
lot of,
I'm sad. Yeah, well, you should. So Shannon, I relate.
So Shannon, yeah, what happened was, so everyone knows Monday. If you haven't listened to Monday's Real Ass podcast, it's an instant classic. Dylan had an absolute freak out, like a meltdown.
Hell yeah, hell it yeah. Was,
worse than Tom Cruise?
I don't know yet. We'll see. Yeah. I will bet.
Yeah.
It was so epic. It was a journey. It was like a movie. You got to watch everything. I don't want to give any spoilers. Go listen to the last Real Ass podcast. Who were the guests? It was Karen Margolis and
Dalton Pruitt.
Dude, it was awesome. First of all, love Dalton, love Karen. They're both going to be back on the show all the time because it was so, the way everyone
you guys
handled
like bonded.
It was the best. The journey that Dylan took us on during that show was just phenomenal. And nobody should be mad at Dylan, because at the end of the day, it created such an incredible piece of content that even Dylan's fagginess has to be commended. It was
now I want to know what happened.
I'm just picturing
you gotta watch
like,
it. Just go watch it.
I'm picturing like security footage like the Columbine shooters, but of Dylan walking in here with like,
yeah.
Literally, by the way, literally what happened was Eric and Dylan had to walk out.
Whoa.
It was crazy.
Both of their names.
It was wild. Okay, so go watch the latest Real Ass podcast with Dalton Pruitt and Karen Margolis. And so Shannon called me up after the show, and she was watching it. She had just gotten a surgery. And she was like, oh my God, I'm dying. She was like, I can't stop laughing. I have to stop watching this. But it's so funny. And her laugh was so funny. She was like, we were talking about it. And I was like, oh, what about when I pulled their chairs away from them? She went,
It hurts so much to laugh, dude. It hurts so much to laugh. And if, God forbid, have you sneezed, Shannon? I pray to God you don't sneeze. All right.
No, but I had a cough. Like a cough just came upon me and I couldn't stop it, and I just like doubled over.
So much pain. Brutal. So we feel really bad for Shannon. She does not want soup. She doesn't want flour. She
doesn't
want well
wishes.
But
hey, at least you get ice cream after, right?
Cold hard cash. That's your tonsils.
That's my character who thinks after every surgery the doctors give you ice
cream. They're like, sir, you had life threatening open heart surgery. You had 4 heart attacks.
Where's my sherbet?
You're not
sure, this is a sex change operation. Yeah.
Sherbet would have prevented this.
Yeah, this is a sex change operation. Your name is Sherbet.
Sherbet Sagalow is a famous person, dude.
Saggle snake.
Dude, Sherbert Sagalow. Doggy, you would be so famous.
Can you please do your character, Sherbert Sagalow, which is a transgendered person who loves ice cream?
And that's just the type of fucking writing you're going
to
get.
You used to love ice cream.
Yeah. That'd be funny if just every like your little catchphrase would be like, where's my Sherbert?
So, Shannon, weather on the ones. What's going on here? We're here in New York City. Can we get some a little bit of an update on the weather?
Yeah, so there's currently a winter storm warning in effect. Starting at 2 p.m. this afternoon.
Well, give her some sexy music. Shannon, fucking chill. And do it slower.
Let them know. You can find the sexy music. There's a page in Jingle Palette called Rap Music.
Rap music in Jingle Palette. Yeah, by the way, this is how little faith Shannon had in our production team, that she had to tell Harrington how to find the sexy music. It's under.
No, because he wouldn't know where to go there.
He wouldn't know to go to Rap Music under Jingle Palette. Come on. Harrington, get with the fucking program. What are you doing over there? Why are you telling secrets? Hold on. Tell me in a minute. Shannon, weather on the ones. Go ahead.
So there is a winter storm warning in effect starting at 2 p.m. this afternoon. The state of New Jersey has issued a state of emergency starting at 2 p.m. today. Heavy snow. It's so loud. I can't talk over it. Yeah.
Poor producing.
Sorry. Heavy snow is expected, total snow accumulations of 8 to 14 inches, and winds gusting as high as 45 miles per hour.
8 to 14 inches?
This is what the news should
be. What is it, my son's mother's birthday?
Nice.
That's it. You want more?
That's fine, Shannon. Thank you very much. Thank you.
That I would watch the news every day if they played like a sweet fucking saxophone under it.
Yeah. With Sleepy Shannon.
Yeah. Many were killed in Kansas today.
Yeah, Shannon, that was very sexy. We appreciate it.
Feel better, Shannon.
Feel better.
Thank you guys.
See you later. Have fun. Thank Shannon, are you going to be in for our illegal Christmas party on Friday?
I am trying my best. I have another health complication happening, though.
What's your other health complication?
The doctor told me as I was leaving that if it wasn't for the fact that my appendix was so inflamed, they would be 100% sure that it was my gallbladder causing the problem. Oh, so I don't know why they wouldn't have just also taken out my gallbladder, but I'm supposed to go back in to consult possibly removing it, and now I'm starting to feel pain in that area.
Shannon, they're Jesus taking parts Christ. Of your body out.
You're going to be so skinny.
I'm evolving. They're garbage parts.
These aren't good parts. They're taking all the parts.
No, the parts you don't need.
Okay. Good.
Taking the Staten Islands out of her.
Jesus.
All right. Christ. It's true. To be honest with you, you'll probably lose a pound or so, all things considered.
Yeah, each organ. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Shannon. Feel better. We hope you're back in on Friday.
Thank you.
Hey guys, real quick, just want to tell you about Cushy Dreams. Cushy Dreams offers a full lineup of premium smokable CBD. They specialize in extraordinary CBD-rich hemp flower, aka real bud. In cans and pre-roll CBD joints. Guys, Cushy Dreams sent us a little sampler in the mail, and I gotta say, it works. It's really good for the morning if you don't want to be fuzzy all day. And it's cannabis that ships directly to you, and it's legal in all 50 states. Join the men and women who are sick of vapes and gummies and just want to smoke their CBD. Guys, the ritual of smoking, packing a bowl, smoking a joint, stuff like that, that really can be what you need instead of all that THC. And now at CushyDreams.com, you can build your own ounce. It looks and tastes just like high-quality marijuana, feels like high-quality marijuana, and they take the artisan approach. Every run is a small batch, and it's independently lab-tested to show compliance and purity. It's grown here in the good old US of A, and Cushy Dreams has CBD flower and pre-rolls, joints, and they come in specific indica and sativa blends like Relax, Dream, Energy, Hustle, and Peace. So, here's the deal, guys. Go to CushyDreams.com. That's Cushy with a K. K-U-S-H-Y Dreams.com. You're going to get yourself some high-quality CBD bud. And at checkout, all you got to do is use the promo code RAP, R-A-P, for 25% off every order for the rest of 2020. This is the best discount out there. And it's over soon, guys, so stock up. CushyDreams.com, promo code RAP, smoke your CBD because you can.
Isn't it weird that there's like the appendix, whatever it is, the size of like a pinky or something, the fact that like it does nothing, but it can at any point blow up and explode, and if your appendix bursts, there's like a, you could die from it.
Can you pull up a human anatomy and see if we can point out the appendix? Not fucking Feeney over here who fucking had to talk to a doctor about it and have it removed. I don't even know where the appendix is. I have no
where
idea.
Where Feeney's is? Oh, you mean in the body?
In the body. Yeah, Feeney's appendix is in the garbage.
It's in a garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone, a raccoon ate that.
Yeah. Probably. Or they sold it.
Dude, raccoons.
They sold.
Someone who has to like jerk off with it to get off.
Yeah. So we don't know what the appendix does. It's like the you know, maybe that's where you fucking, you know, where they say like DMT fucking makes you fucking trip.
Yeah.
Is that the part of the body?
No. That's a brain chemical.
Okay. All right.
So lower.
Okay, Feeney.
Yeah. In the body. You're
how
in
do
the,
you hold
you're
on?
You're in the arena.
Feeney's fucking dickhead. We're guessing now with the heads off. Okay. Now we know it's not in the head. Thank you.
Can I be honest? Uh-huh. I'm still thinking about raccoons.
Eating appendixes?
Can you be honest?
That's it.
Thank you.
Zach, you're wild.
Can we see? Wow. Okay, that's a really good version. Also, that's a fucking hot ass body, dog. If I had those bodies, if I was that lean right now, oh my god, I'd be crushing puss. So where do I think the appendix is? Make it bigger.
Do you know that if the appendix is visible in this picture, or are we just
my idiot staff? Probably not.
I feel like it's on the side behind the intestine somewhere.
Yeah, so in this picture, it's not technically in the photo. If I found one that had everything...
Go, get out of my face. Okay. Take it away.
Tom Cruise.
Wait, was I right?
Let's just fucking move on.
Yeah. What? It's like a little thing that hangs off. It's almost like it looks like a fucking skin tag.
Wow.
It's gross.
Let's get that out of there.
Yeah.
How do I not have any of these problems with me? I just don't go to the doctor.
You never had wisdom teeth out or anything?
Yeah.
Well, I believe that part.
Go ahead. What happened with Tom Cruise? Pull this up. I have no idea.
I didn't see it, but everybody's
well,
tweeting
he fucking
about it.
He bugged out about like the mask protocol on the new Mission Impossible, and he was like, "What the fuck?" Everybody, he was like, "Nobody is following it."
Yeah,
basically,
because there was an outbreak.
So he's mad. Honest, he's mad that
he's
people
mad
aren't
that
following.
People aren't following.
I thought he was on my side. He was like, "Masks are unnecessary."
No. So apparently, what I read is he saw two crew members fucking around, not wearing their shit or something.
Yeah.
And he just went on a fucking huge rant, which is going to be great PR for him.
Terrific.
Yeah. Where he's like, hundreds and thousands of people have lost their jobs already. Stop sticking around.
He looks like a fucking hero.
I mean, you think that they would have had the video ready to go. We
did tease it a long
time
ago.
We brought up the fact that we wanted to do this video
plugs
25 minutes ago, and it's not on the screen.
We've been podcasting
for 3 days.
Get with
the fucking program.
So I don't have a video. I only have Cruz's statement.
No, go to the audio. That guy Rex Chapman on Twitter has the
fucking
audio.
Dickhead. He already said that.
Okay.
He already said it. So why don't you listen?
It's also...
Listen.
You know...
I'm sorry, guys. I really try not to be shitty to the staff. Today was a day where I was going to be in a good mood. But it's just sort of like what I'm expecting of a producer is that's the bare minimum. We say we're going to talk about something, and then they have it ready to go.
Yeah, it feels like it's been 6 years of this.
It's fucking wild. It's a wild thing that we're dealing with. I mean,
there we go.
Gold standard.
He's yelling through a mask. Movies right now because of us. Because they believe in us and what we're doing.
Hell yeah.
I'm on the road with every studio at night. Insurance companies. Producers.
Yeah.
And they're looking at us and using us to make their movies. We are creating thousands of jobs,
hell yeah.
Wow.
I don't ever want to see it again.
Good.
Ever.
Good.
And if you don't do it, you're fired. And if I see you do it again, you're gone.
Yes.
Wow.
Anyone on this crew does it.
Good.
That's good. It. And you too. And you too. And you. Don't you ever.
He's talking to dogs on the set.
Yeah.
The dog does this.
And you. Come to my trailer. I want to suck your dick tonight. And you.
You can tell it to the people that are losing their bones because our industry is shut down.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not going to put food on their table.
All right, I got it. I got it.
This sounds like Lewis talking to his production staff.
Yes.
I don't ever want to see this no drop again.
Yeah, yeah. That was almost a quote just now because they didn't have that video.
Yeah.
If you do it again, you fire.
God. Yeah.
You're fucking good. We are the standard. People watch us, they watch Gas Digital, and they say, this is how you fucking create podcasts.
Now snort that Molly.
And take that mask off, God damn it.
Yeah, you're like, why is your mask on?
I don't ever want to see that mask on again.
Look, we're coming from the same place. I get it. Let me tell you something, okay? Here's what
happened. Place of passion.
It has nothing to do with fucking whether you believe in masks or you believe that fucking, you know, conspiracies or any of this other shit. It has to do with the fact that he's 100% right in that they have to hit a certain protocol. They have to fucking do things a certain way.
So what were they doing?
Yes.
Nice. What were they doing?
Like I think they didn't have their masks on and they were like standing too close.
Cream.
It was just two guys making out.
Yeah. Yeah. He was like, I want that to be me.
Yeah. I mean, look, I understand the fucking passion where he's like, look, dude, we're fucking out here. We're making movies right now. Everyone's got their fucking eyes on us, and they would love to shut us the fuck down.
Well, that movie would taken a beating. That movie's been they've had to take long breaks. Batman, I think they shut down a few times now.
Yeah, it's like, you know, and so he's fucking like going like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? You know, all it takes is one asshole to take a fucking picture of you without your mask on while you're on this set, and then all of a sudden we have lawsuits, we have fucking people coming at us, we have fucking... It's a problem.
Yeah, one band lost SNL because there was a picture of the guitar player, I think, at a bar without a mask on.
Yeah, but he just went on. He just went back on. Morgan Whalen or something is his name, right?
Who
yeah.
could ever know?
Well, you know.
But I get it. I get the fucking...
You know the band?
Yes, I just said it.
What's the saxophone player's name?
There's no saxophone player.
On SNL.
Wait.
He's talking about the guest band.
The guest band. 2 months ago, he was supposed to do SNL. This guy, I think.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the house band. I was like, who would know the house band's number? You're like, his name is Rupert Murdoch or whatever.
Yeah, I'm such a nerd.
I'm more of a fan of the field band.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, keep it racist. No
always a way to make it racist.
Figure it out. Yeah, fuck it, dude. Yeah, real ass dude right there. Yeah, fuck it. I'm sorry. I got to think about your real estate of the week.
You can't do that.
Yeah, I did. I just did.
It's never been done, and I'm taking this week. That's next week's person, so congratulations.
Fine. Friday's real estate of the week is fucking...
There we go.
Feeney.
Thank you.
Tom Cruise?
Shut up.
All right. We'll just stop. Let's stop the whole show. There you go. He's a
real ass dude. Real ass dude.
It's not to do with what he was saying. It's to do with how he was saying it. I appreciate the passion. I appreciate how he just talking down to your staff that way. Like, I mean, it reminded me of me. I have a newfound respect for Tom Cruise. Okay. And to be honest with you, fucking everyone should appreciate Tom Cruise. That is the way a fucking boss should talk to their employees. The employees should fear pissing off their boss that much. That's what I say.
Mm-hmm. Side note, when you hear Tom Cruise yell like that, how did it take till now for people to realize that in American Psycho, Christian Bale is just doing Tom Cruise?
That's funny.
Yeah. Mm. Is he really?
Oh, 100%.
Did he say that? Did he
openly
say that?
In the book, Tom Cruise is his neighbor, and he, like, emulates him.
Whoa.
And then, like, just think about the way he was yelling, and think about Christian Bale in American Psycho.
Jesus.
And it's like, oh, he's just doing Tom Cruise.
Oh, man.
All right, so let's talk about this. What is this? This is a Christmas spirit. This is fun. Police conduct drug raid dressed as Santa Claus and elf. What is this, Dildo? What is this story?
What?
This is one of the best videos I've ever seen. This is just two cops dressed as Santa and an elf in Peru. And here's the video.
Let's see it.
Nice. No sound.
Audio.
So I'm going to ask you to put audio on, because in every video that we do ever, we would want to also have the fucking audio on.
Jesus Christ.
Whoa, what's happening?
So these cops are dressed as Santa and an elf, and they're running in, and they're stopping. You know, I'm just going to assume.
A person with a drill?
I don't know what's going on with this.
What were they doing?
What was that?
They tackled a person with a drill. It seems like they were really not being professional. If they're wearing a Santa and elf outfit.
Yeah. Oh, no, no, no. Now we want just the sound without the fish. Now we want just the sound, and we want to make it as loud as possible so nobody can speak over it either. That's what we want. I want you to know that's the way a show is produced.
I'm on the phone. Yeah. Standard.
I'm on the phone with insurance companies, Robert Kelly.
Yeah. I'm on the phone with Tim Dillon every goddamn night. Ralph.
Yo, Kratom.
Yo, Kratom.
How dare you?
We sell chewable boner pills and heroin sludge to children.
Heroin sludge.
Gosh, please, listen to me. I mean it. The next person to fuck up, whoever's fault it is, has to go. It's got to go. You're being fired today. Both of you. Both of you. I mean this. If you fuck up one more time, you have to go.
Lewis is going to dress up as Santa and tackle Dylan.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't. I can't handle it, Bobby. Please don't let them fuck up again, Bobby. Please don't let them fuck up, because I have to fire them if they fuck up my show one more time. It's crazy.
There's a lot of empty threats with you.
No, it's...
It's mostly
okay.
Empty
okay,
threats.
Okay, yes.
Oh, Jesus.
It's go
mostly
ahead.
Empty Feeny's threats.
You don't have the balls to fire both of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Coward.
The last
pussy.
Time I did this show, I think you fired Dylan twice on it. You know, it's like a fun running game.
I mean this...
I don't want Dylan
to get
fired.
The next fuck up, I'm not going to fire you. You're suspended to the end of the year without pay. The next fuck
Let's
up,
not do that.
Either one of you,
Christmas.
I swear to fucking God, Christmas week, you're suspended to the end of the year without
oh
fucking
God.
Pay. You
yeah.
lose your Christmas bonus.
What a Scrooge.
Yeah, Mr. Scrooge, please. It's Christmas. My son is a cripple.
This goes from being a Scrooge to laughing. Open, maniacally open mouth laughing. It was cackling, it would
Scrooge
say. If
the
there
Grinch,
were subtitles, yeah. it would say cackling.
Lewis cackles maniacally.
Yeah.
Lewis has one of those old-time stocking hats on, and Patrice's ghost.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I can't. I'm trying so hard to produce a good podcast for my fucking listeners and viewers. I try, but it's never-ending, so let's see.
I am just picturing it.
It's so pretty loud.
Huh?
You don't have to stop it to turn the volume down.
That kind of fuck up.
Look at the kid. There's a kid there.
That guy's got a drill or a gun?
It's a bottle of tequila.
Yeah, I think it is a bottle.
Oh.
There is a child in that apartment.
Well, maybe his father shouldn't be a drug kingpin.
Well, maybe
yeah,
they should
guy,
be dressed up as Santa Claus.
Yeah, now their Santa's going to be terrified. Also, he took the beard off.
Pause.
Do you think it would be better, though, from the kid's perspective? He's like, okay, my dad's a piece of shit. He's naughty as fuck. Santa's
Look,
coming and taking...
But his beard fell off. He didn't stay,
Wait,
they didn't
if
stay
it
in
was
character.
A surprise thing, why dress up?
Right.
Is they're going to bust in the door anyway?
Well, because I think then... Maybe they knocked on the door pretending to be Santa first.
It's cool.
No, they went from a van.
Bitches.
They went from a van to run up to the house, and they knocked the doorknob off with like a hammer thing. There was no knocking.
I got no problem with this, okay? Also, how do we know that's not the real Santa Claus and he's just doing our bit where
his beard fell off.
Sexually assaults people that are on the naughty list?
Oh, right.
Santa is not Mexican.
Yeah. You don't know that.
That's a drop. That was so clean. The audio. No one spoke before or after that.
Yeah, I mean, look, let's see it one more time. I mean, it could just be somebody trying to make a viral video.
I think it feels.
I 100% think.
Yeah, but
it's the Paul brothers.
Also, look at that. That's how you know it's fake. Wait
yeah.
a second.
Yeah,
go back,
you,
to, go back
you...
to the door burst open. He went down instead of into it,
oh,
and the door
all,
opens immediately.
Thing number one, there's an edit here. So watch, there's an edit where, so you don't have to see the guy get out of the van.
Go ahead.
Edit.
Yeah. So hold on, then he knocks it off.
He barely hits it.
No, he got out of the van. They said, cut, let me get ahead of you guys.
Yeah, it didn't even seem like the door was locked. Aw, look at the kid.
Still terrible to do to the kid.
Majoritos.
Drop the bottle.
Who is that one guy just walking around? He's part of the production crew.
Yeah.
All right.
What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? Maybe it's fake. Maybe it's real. But I like the creativity.
Yeah.
If you're gonna get arrested, it's kind of a fun way to be arrested, right?
Yeah. It's a fun bar story for later on. So I'm sitting at home with my wife and kid. Santa and an elf coming.
I had just taken acid about 90 minutes ago.
Yeah. Okay, well, fuck it. What else going on? Blah, 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 blah. These are all shit stories. Dylan, I hate all your stories. Sorry.
Uh-oh.
Terrible. Not suspend worthy. Not suspended without pay till Christmas worthy. All right, what is this? Grandma and business owner use flipped over a table to fight back against an angry customer. What is this? What is this?
So a woman came into
Harrington, when you're speaking,
restaurant?
I want the sound of a garbage truck in the background. Anytime you're speaking.
Backing up?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You have to have a garbage truck sound because you're a garbage human being. You make me fucking sick.
Uh-oh. In that What's case, can Dylan here? Intro this story?
Well, do we have a SoundCloud hip-hop beat? All right, good, Dylan. For the time being, and then you... All right, Dale, what's up?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Spit that fire news story at us,
Dale. Okay, okay. Oh, ladies, got some tables. Flipping hand sanitizer jokes. I don't know the story, so I'm reading it with you.
He actually sounds like a good mumble rapper.
Got that stunning video. Got that Mission District. Because you know Doris Campos is 30 years old.
Oh!
Did we just make a viral TikTok?
I love it. Go. Play that beat again. Fucking fire.
Let's just keep going.
I want to hear the whole story in the Dylan rap.
Okay. 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 At the moment, how to do what I do. Because my daughter and my grandson were in the middle of the drama. Says Campos. Okay, Campos, what you can post? Said the Nets girl, we told her it would take a 50-minute video.
Whoa! Change the flow.
Oh, I like it.
I gotta say, this sucks. Yeah. I'm just gonna say it out loud. This sucks.
The thing that Zach's been saying for 3 minutes?
I thought Zach didn't like it because it wasn't Mr. Bungle.
Blows. All right. What is the actual story, Harrington?
It's a good beat, though.
I don't mind it.
Yeah, exactly that. There was a woman who, she came in. She was a little bit upset that her food was taking too long, started throwing hand sanitizer, and bing bong.
Bing bong. All right, let's see.
Oh, they're Asian.
It's going to be an ad.
The Santa.
Harrington.
Oh, no.
Yeah, double it again.
Both
double
of them. It's wild.
Thank God. Thank God we're on the fucking no follow through network. But I want to.
I have to. I don't know.
Because it's my son, my daughter and my grandson in the middle of the drama.
That drama all played out on surveillance video from Panchita's Pupuseria the day.
from Panchita's Pupuseria.
This customer walks in, and after learning her order would take a little longer than expected,
We told her 15 minutes, and it took about 20 minutes.
What happened next gives a whole new meaning to the term hangry.
She grabbed a jug of like a 5-pound hand sanitizer and launched it at me while I was holding my son.
That's right.
That's when owner and nearly 60-year-old Grandma Doris grabs whatever she can, including this table, to defend her family and her more than
30
Oh, shit.
She's just lying. That woman was lying.
As it is with the ever-changing restrictions. Some small...
Hell yeah, look at that. Dion Lim's sexy fucking body.
Where was this? Like, I know that...
Panchita's Pupuseria.
Pupuseria or whatever it was, but what?
Panchita's Pupuseria.
You know what Panchita's Pupuseria?
What borough is it in?
You don't ever stop there for a slice of pusa?
I'm hoping it gets a slice of pusa tonight.
I'd like to order a pusa pie.
Yeah.
What about the pusa pie?
What's a pusaria? I don't know what a pupuseria is.
That's an Italian pussy.
It's an Italian STD. I got pupuseria.
She gave me the pusaria.
Panchita, pupuseria.
Where is this place located? Because I swear I think I ordered from there.
San Francisco.
Oh, was it? Oh, yeah. Fuck. I literally ordered from a place called Panchita's.
Panchita's Pupuseria.
Panchita's Pupuseria.
Yeah, I mean, look. That's fucking crazy. She threw something at her while she was holding a fucking kid.
She wasn't holding a fucking kid.
No, she was holding someone. She threw it at the owner's daughter who was holding her son.
Yeah.
And then the owner was the old lady who picked up the table.
How old is the son, though? Oh, he looks like a little kid. Yeah, you see the little kid's arm right there.
Oh.
I mean, look, they're fucking Mexican. They're always holding kids. You can't stop living life because a Mexican's holding a kid in front of you. If they start popping off, it's like, that's what they do.
That's my favorite, God damn it. What is the guy, the guy that does the movie voice?
Paul Francisco.
When he does dating a Latina girl and they're about to fight, she goes, hold my baby!
Yeah, doggy. But I've also been there. I've been on both sides of that. I'm a fan... I am a supporter of small businesses. I love it. The Panchita's Pupuseria, I'm fucking, real ass move. But let's be real. They said 15 minutes.
And it took 20?
It took 20.
An extra five?
Well, what is your time worth, Brendan? You know, you're about to do a fucking writing gig for $200 a week. Your time is not very valuable.
Timing is very, very...
That's 20% longer.
It's very important to respect timing, but patience is also
a virtue. A question. If I were to take away, and this is the way my mind works, because if I'm... I was on the business side. It's hard for me to go against small businesses.
Yeah.
But as I'm thinking about it, like the way my mind would work, they said 15 minutes, it takes 20. They are killing me for that amount of time.
Well,
imagine somebody were to take 25% of your life, Brendan. You're going to live to what, 45?
I've so already given somebody... 25% of my life to McDonald's.
Right.
So
now another 25%. Just fucking gone. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. And that's how I would get myself angry. I'd be like, oh, she's trying to fucking take away 25% of my life.
Yeah, for sure being dramatic, because if it's an extra 5 minutes, what I'm picturing is that the store owner must have said, like, cool your tits or something. Like, if it's an extra 5 minutes, what are you writing? Are you writing my name on a list?
Not the right attitude to be a writer.
Yeah, yeah. Cannot yes end appropriately.
Not real ass.
Does not recognize the bit in progress. Shows low moral character.
Fuck, man, I need this job.
I know you do. I'm rooting for you.
You might be able to get a job as a producer in a couple minutes, depending upon how the rest of the show goes.
It's a goddamn nightmare.
I mean, you are the double especially impatient.
Yeah, you have
5 minutes from when they said they were going to do it. So that either means that at minute one after 15, you freaked out, or minute they just were like, shut up, pussy, and they just told you.
Shut up, pussy.
Shut up, you pussy.
No, but here's the thing. For the way that I work, I do everything last minute.
And frantic.
And frantically, yes. So if you tell me something, I'm planning my life based around what you're telling me. So if you say it's going to take 20 minutes and it takes 25 minutes, now you've set me off into a fucking crazy situation.
Yeah.
Where now I can't get to my next thing.
And it's not your fault that you didn't plan your day better.
No,
it's
I planned
their
my
fault.
Day perfectly, actually. They didn't plan their fucking cooking perfectly.
Yeah.
I planned my day.
Wait, are you mad at something else for being late?
Zach, I'm not late. I've explained this to you 100 fucking times.
Everyone else is early.
Time starts when I walk in the fucking room. Guess Uh-oh. What? That's what Damn. I've done with my Uh-oh. Life. That's what I've done. That's what the life that I've created for myself. I've said this recently to Harrington, because Harrington's late all the time. And then Zach made a little fucking comment. He's like, oh, maybe he's falling off his boy. So then I was like,
what
no.
What did he say, though?
I don't know. I didn't listen. So,
ho,
something funny. So, yeah. No. I happen to have created a situation in my life where I'm not really able to be late. When I walk in, that's when the fucking show starts. That's when the meeting starts. That's when fucking life starts.
That's what you tell yourself. I always wondered how you like mentally came to terms with making everybody wait for you. So you honestly think we're
Have
all
you
just...
called airports and let them know that? Yeah.
Well, no. The reality is I'm not late to An flights Uber for drive. The most part.
The flight doesn't begin until I walk into the plane.
I mean, sort of.
Are you Kesha?
Also,
the
I've...
party don't stop till I walk in.
Doggy, I'm telling you right now. And also, guess what? I've also created a situation in my life where if I'm late for a flight, it isn't the end of my fucking world. Because sometimes I'm late for shit. You have to get to that fucking level, Harrington.
I've seen you late for flights, and it does seem like it's the end of the world.
You know, dude, you're not going to get the right job either. Feeny, not the right attitude.
Damn.
Right.
At least I have City Steam.
Yeah, this Saturday.
God damn it. It's not being late. It's also, and I've talked about this before, it's definitely a show of power. Because what happens is when people are waiting for you, it's like, holy shit, this guy's pretty fucking important, you know? My mom used to call it fashionably late from her heroin droughts.
Yeah.
she actually called it fashionably
while she was falling asleep with lit cigarettes in her bed. Yeah. She called it fashionably
late. So what you're
late.
Saying is that this restaurant was being fashionably late with their order. Yeah. And so that's actually kind of cool because they're making that person have to wait till they start.
Don't be an asshole, Feeney. I know what you're doing here.
Using your direct logic to
That's not logic.
You.
The logic, no, that's not the logic. Because if I was delivering papoose, it would be on time. Because you have to
No,
be
it
on
wouldn't,
time.
Because the food. If you were the delivery boy for papoose, you'd get there whenever you got there because time wouldn't start until you got there.
Guess what? This is why I would never be a fucking delivery boy for Papoose.
That guess one was just to buy you time to think of this sentence. Go ahead.
Bided my time.
Yeah. Well, guess what, pal? Get ready because here comes something profound any second now.
Get ready for a truth bomb from Louis J. Gomez.
That's the kind of guy I'm no regretting when I'm setting biding my time. Come on, everyone. Next year, something's bound to happen this year. I'll just keep on napping.
You won me back.
From the play. Whoever names it in the chat gets a free Realize Podcast mug. Whoever names the play, that's all from. No.
Anything goes.
No.
Newsies.
No.
Rent.
No.
Hair.
No.
Wicked.
No.
Lion King.
Now you guys are just talking about me. Hair, Rent, Wicked. Whoever says
you're in
it.
Town.
I realize it. All right, listen. If they don't fucking say it, they don't say it. I'm trying to remember the name of the play myself.
You wouldn't know if you heard it?
Crazy for You.
Oh, well. I don't know what that is.
It is something and we do it all right.
Yes.
There's nothing I can do tonight because I'm crazy over you.
Yeah. Somebody just said I'm a faggot in the racist live chat.
Okay.
Is that the name of the play?
Muted it. Somebody's called me a faggot. Another faggot. Fag shit is for gay dudes.
That's like Tricks are for kids.
Yeah.
Fag is for gay dudes.
Silly
straight guy.
Fag is for gay dudes.
Spit it out. All right. Sorry, guys. I was in musical theater when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't show.
You didn't know that?
No, I just was going off of.
Oh,
voice.
You were trying to trash my fucking awesome voice, dude.
Trying.
Do you think you have a better voice than me singing? Let me hear you sing something.
I don't sing well. Let me hear you sing like that.
Let me hear your fucking froggy ass fucking voice. Go
ahead. Good. I got to find something that fits in my wheelhouse.
Bud.
Yeah.
Why, sir?
You think I have a deep voice?
No,
he's
you
like,
have.
Your lips on my collar. Don't bother me, Jill.
I know. Yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Let's take back Sundays.
Yeah, dude.
Wait, did the Rat King actually say crazy for you in the chat, or did they say it after I said it? Let me
know,
guys.
Because you said it.
Yeah, I shouldn't have said it.
What else on the news, pal?
Oh, yeah, dude. It's a fucking news show.
I'm saying,
imagine
else?
They did this on a news show. Like, this is the way, like, right. Fucking Eyewitness News was every morning.
You give us 22 minutes. We'll be racist about it.
Yeah.
Ah, shit.
My co-anchor, Zach, on his 23rd suspension this month.
Yeah. It will be such.
Stop calling Mr. Roker that.
I mean, we should just do the fucking news every day and just do it better than the news does it.
That's what you should do. There's no better way to completely date a podcast and make it completely unlistenable a week later than to do current news events of every single day. Right? That's the way to do it. That's what you should do. Because you want people to tune in live once and then never watch it again.
Yeah.
Shots fired news.
Yeah. But I like at least these news you're doing are like kind of evergreen, silly things. But if you're doing like the stimulus, hey, there's a stimulus package coming though. We got another one.
I got a stimulus package for you right here.
Hey, suck my fucking stimulus, bro. Hey. Yeah, no, I don't. Who cares? I'm not a welfare recipient. I don't take stimulus
you
packages.
Fuck.
Okay. I make stimulus packages.
You do?
Yeah.
How do you think that?
I stimulate the economy with my fucking dope ass podcast network.
I've never been paid for this.
This podcast?
Yeah.
Well, you haven't been getting the checks? He pays every guest.
I do pay every guest.
That's why I come here.
Based off of value.
Well, then you owe me $10,000.
Listen to me. You are in first place for the head writer for this fucking podcast right now.
Don't blow it.
Whoa.
Well, you're the only person that's heard about this, so.
And it was his idea.
It was my idea. I wrote the idea.
I like the fact, look, that's why you're in first place, because you came up with the idea.
Okay.
You're going to walk out this door, and Robbie Goodwin's going to hit you in the knee with a fucking pipe.
Bang.
Yeah, we need a writer. We need a writer on the show. In the new year, we're getting a fucking head writer for the Real Ass Podcast that I'm going to pay. But I'm all the other part of their job, let me tell you something. They have to listen to the podcast, and pull out things that I say that could work in stand up as well. That's
We had this discussion on the road.
I did. Yeah,
that
yeah.
is actually a good idea.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, that's usually
I'm literally willing to pay somebody $200 a week to do this. That's a big part of their job, which is just to listen to only things that I like, bits, concepts, things could be premises, whatever it is, and to say, hey, this could be a good idea, and just fucking shoot me an email every week.
Picturing Brian
Dylan,
Regan.
Dylan, you can't fucking get the volume working on the fucking computer. Do you think you're gonna have another job? I'm fucking so angry. I put a pen mark on the wall.
You did. Where? Shit.
That's how tall Lewis's rage was today.
Cops arrest pizza delivery driver, completes pizza delivery. The driver completes the delivery or the cops?
Every single news story is about food. I'm starving.
Food and cops.
Yeah.
The cop did it.
Okay, let's see.
There's no video. It's just a picture.
This is Harrington talking with a garbage truck.
Oh, it's a garbage truck.
Yeah, this is a garbage truck.
Oh, you were getting your fucking veins.
Oh, the anger
going.
That I felt because it sounds like a car pulling up to a house with a pizza.
It does sound like.
In my mind, I'm imagining like the driver walking. I was like, again, this is not a good garbage truck sound.
No, you got to make
it sounds
it
like you're
up.
In a wind tunnel. You dumb shit.
All right, let's try.
That's what it sounds like from inside the garbage truck.
That's better. Yes, Harrington.
There you go.
That is a recognizable sound.
Okay. Yeah, so there's no video. It was just an
Harrington's
Instagram.
Alarm.
It's just an Instagram post from the police department that did it. Apparently, the cop pulled the guy over on a routine traffic violation. Turns out he had a felony warrant against him. He had to arrest him, but he didn't want the person whose pizza it was going to be to not get their delivery, so the cop himself made it.
Oh, that's
cops
awesome.
Cops are fucking great. What are we doing here?
Oh, it's getting louder.
All right. In all fairness, though, imagine getting super high and ordering a pizza and opening the door.
That's so funny. Yeah.
Yeah. Real-ass dudes, those cops. Because here's what would happen. The cop recognized that there might be another pupusa situation where that person didn't get their pizza, and then they start fucking raging out against a grandma and a baby. Mm-hmm. So the cop wasn't even doing a real ass move. The cop was just creating order.
It is. I mean, that is such a white thing, though, where it's like,
who said they were white?
I mean,
look at that house. You think a fucking Puerto Rican guy owns that house?
I didn't see the house.
Guess again.
That's like what I imagine people, like black people, think happens for white people.
That's a nice house.
Is that like, and then the cop delivers your pizza for you.
It'd be funny if the cop arrested the guy. He's like, this pizza will not go undelivered. And he's like, oh, Malcolm X Boulevard. All right, maybe you can just...
Yeah. I'm shot. I need backup.
Yeah. Call Seamless. Tell him the order didn't arrive, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I delivered pizza for a while.
Me too.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Did you deliver pizza?
Like of course not. No. Well, like I want to hear how you both of your stories about delivering pizza.
Why did you say, of course not? Like, that's a shit job. It's a good job for a 16, 17-year-old kid.
Because both of you said 18. It as if everybody works in pizza delivery.
Everyone
at some point.
That I know. All right.
Zach?
Harrington, have you delivered pizza?
No.
Bobby Hutch, have you delivered pizza?
No, but I deliver flowers.
Same there shit, dude.
Not the same shit.
Any kind of delivery,
How do you make pizza? Flour, water, tomatoes?
Not flour.
Exactly, you fucking asshole. Sorry.
Listen, if you fuck girls fat enough, flowers and pizza are the same thing.
Dylan, have you delivered pizza before?
No, I have not.
That's 4-3.
I don't think, I wasn't saying it was like a thing that
everybody
does.
No, it's a
huge
competition now.
Oh.
Zach, have you delivered pizza? Just say yes, let us be.
I've never had a driver's license.
Damn it.
Neither has Lewis. That hasn't stopped him.
Yeah.
Listen to me. Delivering pizza is a solid job when you're a 16, 17-year-old kid.
It's a good job, man.
Yeah, but sometimes when like a 50-year-old man comes to your door, you want to be like, Jesus, buddy. Yeah,
and you know what's great when you do when you work for a place brutal. That's not like Domino's or like one of these places? If you work for like a mom and pop pizza shop, right? Because I'll tell you what, this is a fucking fat guy thing. They and Harrington knows this. They're not consistent with the amount of wings that they give. It'll be between like 7 and 9. So you could always eat a wing. Every time. Every time somebody orders a wing, you're just like,
yeah. Yeah.
Frink.
Dude,
you come up, here's your fucking wings.
You know my it's so funny that we used to pull like pranks on each other, and one of the pranks that we would do to my friend was we would order like, you know, 10 pizzas to his house or something, which you think was like always, you always see it on TV and cartoons. You think it's going to be like a fun bit, but then what happens is like, what? The pizza place makes them all. The person gets there, then they get to the door, and the person you're pranking is like, nope, I didn't order that, and then slams the door.
The prank
and
is on the pizza delivery shop. Guy in the pizza shop.
Everybody loses money. Everybody but the guy you want to prank gets pranked. Everybody else loses money and goes out of business.
I mean, if I've had people try to deliver food to my door, and if it's prepaid, I will just take that food. They pay for it with a credit card. I'm like, oh, thank you. Goodbye.
What?
And then I pretend that this is a good Scam That Jew. Ladies and gentlemen, time for another Scam That Jew.
Start it again.
Play the
like somebody's not getting paid this.
Not only that, it wasn't even the right drop. He just played the beginning of the wrong drop four times in a row.
Someone put their wrist on the table. It's getting cut off.
Wow, this place really falls apart without Shannon, huh?
Yeah, it really does.
I want to fucking. Shows you how much you want to pinch him so hard.
That should be the punishment instead of not paying them. A good pinch. But you do this pinch, you know this, where you put it, the little snake bite pinch? You get him in this? Ooh, that's the worst. Oh, you didn't know that?
It's a bad pinch.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, it's worse. It's like, because it's.
Give me more skin. Give me this.
Ew, on his wrist.
Ow.
Did you grab a vein?
Ow.
Yeah, I grabbed just a vein. Ow. You have very veiny veins.
Hell yeah, dude. This is a good scam. If somebody. If you get something delivered to your table, right? I do this every time. I just start eating it, and then they come back. Look, I wasn't supposed to be for you. I was like, oh, that's right, I didn't order it. Sorry,
that's an insane move.
I eat whatever's put in front of me. You know, I swear to God, and they will just give it to you. They're not going to argue with
you
about
mean?
This. Well, two things. Number one, they're not really supposed to put it on your table, especially during a pandemic, and bring it to another person's fucking table. Okay. What I do is I just sort of play dumb, like, oh shit, I wasn't paying attention. I just started eating.
Sir, you ordered a cheeseburger and we put soup in front of you.
Cheeseburger soup.
But if somebody delivers something to your house.
It's a real thing.
I agree.
Yeah.
What I will do is I if they come back, and I've done this twice now where they try to deliver something to my house and it wasn't mine, I go, thank you. And I just take it in and I eat
it.
They don't come back. Being like, sir.
No. What happens is the delivery guy realized they fucked up, and like, what are they going to do? Try to take it back from you? It's fucking crazy.
I've had like delivery people just give me the complete wrong order, and then they'll be like, can we get that back and you'll get your food? I'm like, oh, no.
That happened to me at Chipotle.
No. Now I'm getting both of these
of
things.
Of course.
I ordered Chipotle, and they said, first it was taking them forever, and then after like an hour, they called me and told me, they were like, yeah, your order's still running late. So they brought the wrong order, a burrito or something else. I ordered something totally different, and they go, oh, we realize what happened. I'm on the phone with them. They go, I see what happened right here. Yeah. We mixed up your orders. Your order's right here. I'm looking at it. Do you want to come get it? And I go, no, I'm paying you to do that. And they go, oh, we don't have a delivery person. But like, I'm literally looking at it. It's right here. If you want
to
come,
why don't
scoop
you
it up,
look at yourself bringing it to me?
Yeah. And so they didn't bring it to me. So they ended up refunding my money. And then I just ate this other guy's order, who for sure was clinically depressed because it was like a burrito with extra queso
You
got the Zach.
If you get the white melted queso in your burrito, you are a fucking savage.
But by the way, if you ordered something and you found out, like, I would be furious. It was like, oh yeah, you know, we brought it to some other guy's house, but after 10 minutes, he gave it back. I'd be like, I don't want
it. Yeah, no,
yeah,
you want it all.
No.
So no, in the case that they drop it off to you, I mean, what I would do is I would simply say, oh yeah, I don't know who ordered what in my house. I have food that's coming to my home at all times. Yeah.
The only place that I had someone that gave me the wrong order, when they came back with the new one, take back my old order, was a Chinese restaurant. That was the only place. They were like, can we have that food back? And I'm like, really? I like opened it. And they were like, yeah, we'll take it back.
I touched it.
Somebody ate it. Somebody definitely ate the food that I
ordered. There's this fried chicken place in my neighborhood that's fucking phenomenal. I mean, just so good. Fucking crazy good.
What's it called? Give it
Kafka.
It's called
Small Business Saturday, baby.
Fuck, what the fuck is the name of this fried chicken? Let me look it up. Hold on.
Popeyes.
There's a few of them.
Kennedy Fried.
I'm just about to say that. KFC.
It's called Popeyes.
No, it's called, I'll give him a shout out, Chicken Galore. It's fucking fire.
That's a great name.
Fire.
Too.
Chicken Galore.
I'm so hungry.
Dude, I've been the most hungry.
It's the best fried chicken I've had. Chicken Galore. It's out of this fucking world. It actually won best fried chicken in Jersey, and it's like a little shithole. And there's a few of them. There's like three or four of them.
Sure, they'll probably cut that out of the plug. But,
so it's a real shithole. a bunch of fucking racists that work there.
Yeah, it's a real mixed bag, this promo.
Nazi-owned fried chicken place. The first and only Nazi-owned fried chicken place, Chicken Galore.
Yeah.
So
dark meat.
We do goose steps while we serve chicken.
I like it. I did not mind it. It was a bird joke.
Thanks. Thank you.
Excuse me.
You know how I know you minded it? Because you said he was still sagging. You were like, I didn't mind it.
Yeah, I was like, let me finish.
There was two more tags to this bird bit.
But here's what they do. It's because it's a fried chicken. They fry everything. So I ordered fried chicken the other day, but I also ordered some broccoli, and I specified steamed broccoli. Sure enough, this is the third
fried broccoli.
Yes, the third time they've done this. I've specified steamed broccoli. I have children here. We want to have a little bit of fried chicken and then some vegetables, and that's that.
So they gave you like tempura broccoli?
Yes. So that's what it shows up. And by the way, it's delicious. I think they fry it with cheese.
Air fryer?
I don't know what it is, dude. It's fucking
so fucking hungry, man.
It's delicious. Okay, dude, it's broccoli.
When you go, this is the third time they've done this.
Yes.
At one point, you order it going, can't wait for my fried broccoli.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to be healthy for the kids, right? So I don't want to have fried chicken, fried broccoli, French fries, everything fried. It's crazy, right? So I'm like, all right, I'll order the steamed broccoli. So then they didn't bring it, I picked it up. I got home and I was like, this is the third time it's happened. The woman's like, fine, I'll send a delivery guy over there with a bunch of steamed broccoli. Now we're waiting 40 minutes for the steamed broccoli.
Yeah, you're already done with your entire meal.
Done with everything. So they just brought the steamed broccoli, and I literally just chucked it into the garbage. It wasn't even a thought. Oh, thanks. And I went,
just
boom.
Save it? You wouldn't even save it for
later? No, I'm not saving steamed broccoli from a fucking fried chicken place for the next day without fried chicken.
Okay. Seemed like more of a logical...
Excuse me, I ordered a Diet Coke with ice, not fried.
Fried ice.
You know what's really good that I had? It's my favorite thing. I'm just going to make Feeny hungry.
I'm so hungry. Yeah. I might order food to the studio.
Yeah. Order 10 pieces
Brendan's
of pizza.
Chewing on his fingers. Like, he's like...
Okay, real quick, let's thank BlueChew.com for supporting today's show. BlueChew.com. If you guys don't know Blue Chew, it is the best thing in the world you can take to get your dick rock hard. You want a hard dick? Blue Chew is where it's at. Not only is it the same active ingredient as Viagra or Cialis, so you know it works, but it's chewable. That means it works faster than a pill. It means you can take it on a full or an empty stomach. It also means that you get a delicious little treat right before you guys want to fuck, right? Who wouldn't want a delicious candy before they fuck?
I know I do.
Candy is dandy. That's what I say. And that's what it is. You take a candy and then your dick gets hard. Imagine, what if that's the way they should be promoting this. Guys, you want candy that'll get your dick rock fucking hard? Boom. This is it. Blue Chew.
Eat a candy while you get a handy.
That should be their fucking...
That's not bad.
That should be their slogan.
Yeah. Blue Chew. Get a handy while eating candy.
Love it. Here's the deal. You don't have to go to the doctor and say, hey, doc, I need some Blue Chew. You don't have to do that because you go to BlueChew.com and they link you up with an online physician. Now, that sounds shady, but you know what? If you pay them some extra, maybe you can get you some other shit. Who knows, okay? All I know is they really don't deny people. Yeah, I don't know what you'd have to say in order to get denied this Blue Chew, but this is for people that have issues getting it up. Also, people that don't have issues getting it up. If you don't have any physical problems, you just want to have a harder dick, this is also for that. It's pretty fucking crazy. And they deliver to your door in discreet packaging, so you don't have to go to the pharmacy to even pick up your prescription. It's all done online, all comes to your house, nice and fucking easy. You're fucking with candy. That's all you need to know. If you guys want to try this out for free, that's right, for free, free trial of Blue Chew. First order free. All you got to do is go to BlueChew.com and use the promo code RAP, R-A-P, when you check out. You just have to pay $5 shipping. You have to pay the shipping, but it's a free order of Blue Chew. You see if you like it. If you dig it, you can keep it. Keeps coming to your house every single month. You're fucking crushing that puss. BlueChew.com. Go there right now. Use that promo code RAP. Get some free Blue Chew. Okay, where were we? Dude, these stuffed baked chicken things, dude. I got to find them.
Come on. You're a baked chicken.
So fucking good, dude. I love them. I love them. I want to order them right now. Anyway, sorry. I was thinking about these baked stuffed chicken dishes.
I'm going to eat so much food.
What are you going to eat when you get out of here?
I'm probably going to go right to that deli and just get
a sandwich
sandwich.
That won top 15 bodegas in New York City.
Did it? Good for them. I like them.
Oh, Sonny and Annie's?
Yeah, it was, I think, a Vice article. It was the 15 best bodegas in New York City, and that was one of them.
It's a fucking great bodega.
I get the Mona Lisa, which is a grilled chicken, mozzarella, roasted red peppers, avocado, hot sauce. It's a good time.
I get the 101.
Which is what?
Which is, it's a hot sandwich. It's turkey, bacon, Russian dressing, some slaw.
You know what I don't like about that place, though? They charge extra. If you, it comes with fried chicken, like chicken cutlet. If you want grilled chicken, it costs more money.
When it's less materials.
That's what I'm saying. It's the same chicken, less preparation.
Is it less prep or more prep?
Maybe it's just more.
But they got to throw it on the grill. Because here's demand. What it is. Here's why it actually is. It's because the chicken cutlet they use is like the lowest quality chicken. It's like a piece of shit chicken that they hide by deep frying it. The grilled chicken has to actually taste.
Are there like different quality chickens? I mean, chickens are fucking chickens. It's either organic or it's fucking, you know, a stuffed in a box chicken.
What?
What do you mean? It sounds like there's a crazy variety.
There is there's crazy difference between like low end chicken.
Two. There's organic, cage-free shit, or the fucking chickens that we torture.
No.
And that chicken that wakes you up when the sun comes up.
there's the antibiotics one. Dude, get like, the good chicken is like $10 a pound if you buy it at a grocery store versus, you know, $4 for 36 pounds of it. That's like, you'll notice the difference. It's like dramatic. It'll change your life.
It's not going to change my life.
It'll change your fucking life. I guarantee the place that you're doing probably uses like decent quality chicken if there's a fried chicken spot.
No, these are fucking straight up. This is garbage people in
New
Jersey.
You can always tell, too, when you bite into the chicken, if the meat of the chicken is, like, going in different directions. It's not all uniform. It's like, if you bite into a chicken nugget, like, some of it's going this way, some of it's going this way. It looks like newspaper pressed together.
I'm so hungry.
My stream is down. My stream is down.
What stream?
Stream down.
We're aware. We're working on it.
Stream fucking down.
We're aware.
Wait. Stream fucking down.
So this isn't streaming right now?
Just fucking amazing conversation about chicken.
Yeah.
No, the Lewis, the whole internet went out in the place. We didn't want to alert you. Just want to keep the show going.
Can I tell you why you're lying? Can I tell you why you're lying to me right now, fucking dumb liar?
Is it still recording?
Because I'm fucking on the internet on my computer right now.
Bobby just reset the router.
Damn.
What? Hold on, Bobby. You can come in. It's all right.
I wouldn't lie to you about this, Lewis.
No, you're a liar. You're a fucking dumb liar.
I've proven that twice in the lie detector test that I'm not.
You can't wear a knit cap and a sleeveless shirt. You look ridiculous.
The internet in the building is out. We're working on it to get it back up right now.
All right. Well, I'm telling you right now that the internet, they are claiming the internet in the building is out.
I just restarted the router.
Yet I am chatting with you.
I just got the stream back up.
With you.
Stream's back
on
up.
The internet.
Stream's up, everybody.
Dumb, lying, liar staff. Oh, here we are. We're back.
We're back with chicken talk.
That's what kind of makes me believe in a higher power, that the stream went out and the internet went down during that boring-ass conversation about chicken.
First of all, it was a good conversation. We were talking about fucking chicken, the qualities, the fucking processes, the fucking the free range, the
beaks. Claws.
Do you know that dinosaurs used to be birds?
I did know that.
The birds are now dinosaurs.
Whoa.
So we always fucking pretended when we were kids that fucking, you know, lizards and snakes were the descendants of the dinosaurs. Birds.
Didn't we talk about this recently?
Shut the fuck up. Sorry.
Because I want to know if dinosaurs had cloacas.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we talked about the cloacas. And they did.
Yeah.
They did.
Dinosaurs pissed and shit.
Yeah, if you look at a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Look at a Tyrannosaurus Rex right now, okay? And if you fucking squint a little bit, it looks like a fucking bird. It looks like a pigeon.
Yeah.
See? Are you happy now? Now chicken talk's over. Now we're into dinosaur talk.
I love dinosaur talk.
What's your favorite dinosaur?
Probably the T-Rex. I think the T-Rex is awesome.
I'm such a basic bitch.
I know.
You really are, dude.
But I wanted
to
be honest.
You ask every four-year-old, like, who's your favorite dinosaur?
Velociraptor.
That's also a basic bitch answer.
No, it's not.
Very basic bitch.
Rich Voss.
Ah, shit. Yeah. My favorite dinosaur, you ask? I will say.
If you say anything.
They don't even call them brontosauruses anymore.
If you say anything that we've heard of, you're a basic bitch.
That's true. Exactly.
Yeah.
So
oil. That's my favorite dinosaur because it helps us.
That is true. Remember we've learned that oil was dinosaur bones? That was taught to me at one point in my life. I don't know how true
fossil
that is anymore.
Fossils.
Right? Is that what
it's
it is?
It's crazy that's how our world works.
Dinosaur bones fuel our cars.
But
it is crazy.
Yeah.
I'm saying
that we use a thing that used to inhabit the Earth's blood and body.
Right, but what I'm saying is, it's not actually how it works. You see,
oil is a fossil fuel that's been formed from a large amount of tiny plants and animals such as algae and zooplankton.
Oh, okay.
I'm willing to learn.
I literally thought when a Tyrannosaurus Rex died, right, it would slowly die.
Yeah. And then we picked up the oil and we put it in.
Well, over time, I thought the bones turned into oil. Like, that's the process. And leaked all into the ground. And fucking, you got to get one of those.
It's exactly what I
thought. Triangular metal things and fucking spike into the ground and shoot it up. Am I getting a Tesla? No. Why? Where's the rumor that I'm getting a Tesla?
It's out there. It's a big rumor, dude. They think you're doing real well. They think you got Tesla sheets. Money.
I am looking at Tesla, though. I don't think I'm going to get one, though, because I think it's some basic bitch shit. That's a Velociraptor of cars.
Yeah, but that thing goes so fast. The problem with Tesla is, like, there's not enough those charging. You have to plan your entire trip around where their gas stations are, which are not everywhere.
Yeah.
I want to, at least at one point in my life, be under one of those oil rigs that when you get oil, it fucking starts shooting up and everybody's dancing in the oil. Yeah. I want to be in that.
I feel like that's not safe.
And
that's
then I
want to
be, I've abandoned my boy!
I thought about getting a Tesla because it's fucking...
They look cool, too.
They look really cool. I see them on the road and I like them, but they're just so hand jobby. There's just something about somebody who has a Tesla which makes me hate them.
Better than a Prius, though. Because Priuses are like
a Prius.
Hideous.
What am I, a fucking chick? No, I'm thinking about getting an Audi. An Audi.
Oh, that's good. Because that Audis are great because you always get to drive.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
Audis are great because you can spend all this time going to and from the mechanic to get the repairs on it because it's constantly breaking down.
I mean, to be honest with you, I don't think that that's actually true.
Okay. Okay. Well, sure.
I mean... Is there problems with everyone that I know that has an Audi loves their Audi?
Everyone loves the Audi when it's driving, but it's always something that goes wrong with it. Any of those, like, Saabs are the worst. So
I want
to Saab stories.
I want to buy a limo and just as my means of travel.
You buy a Hurst?
Yeah, just buy a Hurst.
Get a stretched Hurst. How cool would that be? Cool. Do they make a stretched Hurst
for multiple Hurst. Bodies?
Shut up. How much is a Hurst?
I think. That would be cool. I always said it'd be cool to get a little mini school bus, and then you rip all the seats out, put some couches in there, make it like a party truck on the road.
No, I don't want that. I would consider buying a stretch limo. That'd be fucking fire, dude, and make Harrington drive me around in my stretch limo everywhere.
Oh, does he get a little outfit?
Dude, how cool would that be?
Whoa.
There's a stretch hearse.
He's wearing a wife beater.
Whoa.
With
how do I buy a stretch hearse?
Rolls Royce premium. Jesus Christ. Wow, cool. That's fucking bad. Would you want a hearse, though?
Because it's dark, dude.
Yeah, but that's such like an Adams Family fan kind of a thing to do. To be like, I drive a hearse, dude. My world's surrounded by darkness.
Oh, like, okay, fucking faggot Tesla. Really?
The one you said you were considering buying?
Yeah. You know what's cooler? No,
that's the next model. The Tesla faggot.
Oops. Yeah. That's the F model? Yeah.
Yeah, no. A stretch hearse would be pretty fucking badass.
A stretch limo would be sick to have. Just to have, like, you pull up to Real Ass Podcast and you get out of gas in the back.
And Dylan has to find somewhere to park it every day.
Yeah. Dylan has to walk, you know, fucking Harrington has to walk all the way around to the back to let you out.
Yeah, I like the idea of a stretch limo. You know what we used to do when we used to sell comedy club tickets? I would get my team, this is how obnoxious I was, I would get my team a stretch limo on Friday nights to go from Times Square to comedy club where we had promoted and produced the shows. Yeah, or no, it was Sunday nights.
CB's?
No, it was a stand-up New York. And the whole street team would fucking just get out of this stretch limo, and there's weed smoke everywhere, and just obnoxiously walking like we own the place. Imagine a street team had that much
fucking... That's exactly what... That's what happened to them, though, right? With all that other guy that worked at various clubs. That was when that whole transition of power at that club happened, when they fired the street team, because they eventually were like, oh, yeah, you guys are... running this, because then they were controlling like the booking too.
Well, that it got crazy, right? It got a little crazy. So we were fucking killing it. We were just filling up the club, putting in like 800 people a week to stand up New York, which, you know, they two drink minimum, whatever it was. But that's how many people per week I would get into the club, because I used to get paid kickbacks off the bar, so I knew for a fact. So we had a lot of fucking power. Like, it was just like, okay, well, what are you gonna do? Like, if we leave, your business is absolutely fucked. But I didn't really abuse the power in any other way except for the fact that we would fucking have, like, orgies downstairs and do drugs and drink. Nice. And we'd party. We made it a fucking... It was badass. once we left, and the other street team was up there, then they started, that guy started booking the club, and they started fucking just, it was just scuzzy. It was a bunch of people that would lie to people in Times Square and tell them it was going to be famous people that weren't really there. And that's sort of what made that club go to shit. And they've got, Santa New York has gotten rid of a lot of the bullshit since then. But I don't think that they ever truly recovered the same way.
No, because they lost the built-in, like they lost that audience building in, but I think it was the better way to do it. They pretty much had to clean house and start all over again.
Yeah, they did.
And then the pandemic hit.
Yeah.
But now comedy's dead, according to some of their owners.
Yeah.
New York as a state.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, the entire city.
The entire city is dead. Yeah. Which I sort of agree with. I get it.
I mean, it's not dead. It's dying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is almost worse.
It's on life support.
Like having to go to the hospital while your grandma's dying. You're like, just fuck.
I got shit. Are you going to move to Texas?
Die. Why?
So you didn't pay zero income tax and that way you can.
Is there zero income tax in Texas?
Yeah. Zero state tax. Sorry.
Oh. Well, didn't fucking. Well, federal's
the problem.
Yeah, but no, but not saving 8.2% on everything. It's pretty great. $8 on every 100.
Are you going to move to Texas? Is that what you're saying to us?
No, I don't like Texas.
Yeah, it's too hot.
It's too big there.
Wherever you go, there you are, right? So the reality is I'll just make 8% more here. You know what I'm saying?
You just missed say that sentence again.
I went, everything's too big in Texas. I can't sit in the chairs.
I liked it.
I'm laughing for I don't even know how many different reasons. I'm trying to picture a chair that's too big for Brendan is one, and then I'm trying
to climb up it.
Oh, like your feet are dangling.
Yeah, let's imagine I'm not a big fat fatty for the joke, please.
Oh,
every once in a while.
Okay? Did my fucking stream go again?
Yeah.
Did my stream go again? I see Eric on the phone with a look of concern.
Oh, there's a lot of wires hanging out of it.
It's still showing up. It's showing up red here. I think we're good.
Well, I'm looking at my fucking computer, and I don't see anything, and we have to wrap this one up in just a second. Oh, now we're live. Good.
Spectrum is sending out a tech guy, so it's an issue with Spectrum.
They're sending a tech guy right now?
Is it ironic that our entire production team is on the Spectrum?
Not that ironic.
Spectrum always is a thing where they're like, we're so sorry about these problems. We'll be there Thursday.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, well, next tomorrow, right? Yeah. And they're like, no, next Thursday.
All right, look, we're gonna wrap this one.
Been chicken and big chairs.
Yeah.
We're gonna wrap this one. When we wrap now, we do make our guest battle rap at the end of it. So hit that beat.
Oh God, look how excited he just got.
Let's wrap it up. You got ideally some references from today's show. Ideally, you know, keep it friggity fresh. So drop that beat. Sagalo, it's your time to go. Yo, yo, you don't blow. You gotta go with Gomez. Now it's your time. You gotta flow with the Pez. Go.
No.
Oh, that worked.
Yeah. What? I just do the beginnings.
No, you gotta. We rap at the end of every show. We're rapping.
See, I don't have to do that. Because I'm an American.
Okay.
I don't want to embarrass myself.
I need another pen. You sure you don't want to?
What are you going to? You're going to have writtens?
You sure you don't want to?
Oh, fuck.
Did you guys please tell me so Dylan duck that camera and get up to bang his head into that one?
Finny, time to rap.
Here's my rap. Check out Irish Goodbye Podcast.
Check out What's the Scenario on Patreon. Scenario.
I think you could just talk normally if someone's doing that over you. Like, go to MikeKinneyComedy.com. Check it out.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for watching. We'll be back on Friday with another incredible episode of the Real Ass Podcast. Make sure you guys download the Stereo app if you guys want to chime in to Friday's show. We're doing a special cross promo with this app called Stereo. We'll be accepting fan phone calls and interactions all throughout the show. But in order to do that, you have to download the Stereo app. So go download that, create a profile, and you can be a part of the Real Ass Podcast this Friday. And that's that.
Thanks for having us.
Everyone, thank you so much for coming in. We'll be back then. Peace.
That's all, folks.